Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first, so we can keep it.
Oh, finally, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
And it's
okay,
Earth
guys,
Day.
I'll run in first, so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Oh my God, he just said.
Okay, I accidentally turned that off. Actually, I didn't. That's BT. You guys still with us out there?
Wow.
BT, we're going to cut you. Just so you know, going to cut you.
Really? Oh, BT. Well, guys, I'll play for you at the end of the show or during the break, but you know, I'll give it to you again. Don't worry about it. You know you'll like it.
Well, it is Friday, Earth Day. It is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And we're very, very excited, as all the game companies are. At the top of the show, I would like to say a belated happy birthday to a friend of mine who better be listening. She is also the friend I mentioned in the article I wrote over at Border House, the one that we had the argument about Lifetime TV. That would be her. Yes, we are a week apart in birth.
Aww.
It's been interesting since we were seven, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell her again, as I tell her every year, you're a week older than me and you look it. Okay.
Yeah. That is not nice.
I have my phone unplugged. You cannot call me. Thank you. Anyway.
She's going to get me.
Oh, look, a text message.
I love you.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds like real love.
It is. It is. Gotta be. 7 years old, that's a long time to put up with BS. And don't think we don't fight. There have been years of I'm not speaking to you again, and then a few months later.
That was my boyfriend.
I don't think we've ever had that happen. We're quick to get rid of a boy if he tries to come between us. You ladies remember that. The guys try to get between you, send them packing.
What was you said last night, sisters before mistress?
Sisters before mistress. Sisters. All right. Okay, so it is Earth Day, as I said. Before we tell you the news, I would like to encourage you to be more green by going over to our site and getting yourself a downloadable copy of Magicka. There are two left, I believe, maybe one by now. I haven't checked yet. And that's very green because you don't spend any money to go drive to the store. No electricity is used to ring up your order or any of that. All you have to do is go over and click, and I send it to you, or Ginger will send it to you, or somebody will send it to you. Somebody will give it to you. So be green.
He's on it.
That's right. Go download some games today. Don't go out and buy them. Download them. Or if you do go outside, go plant a tree or something.
Yay.
Plant a tree, some flowers, steal some vegetables from your neighbors. Wait a minute. That's me. Never mind. No, don't do that.
Depending on where you do that, it might get you shot.
My neighbor, okay, I'm just going to tell you, he's asking for it. He leaves his gate open. When I drive by, and he's got some tomatoes and some corn that's looking very tasty. So it'll be green of me to walk over there. See, I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk over there and go in there and pick it myself.
I've got to tell you about the – have I told you about the four rows of corn that are now on my front yard?
Oh, so you want me to come to your house and steal your corn?
You can come steal it. Come on.
Mm-hmm. When you wake up one morning and it's gone, don't ask who took it.
That's fine. I know who I'll tell.
Why?
Because I am mean like that.
That reminds me, since I've been allowed to share this news, Miss Ginger here is married in Second Life. Let's congratulate Mr. and Mrs. Resident on their wonderful wedding last night. Sorry you guys are not invited. It was private, or I would have told you. It was hard holding that juice in, but they told me I couldn't say anything.
It was private, very beautiful. The whole clan decorated. It was steampunk, and we will get pictures up very soon. It was just gorgeous. And if any of the clan are listening, thank you guys. It was gorgeous. It was wonderful.
Okay, we need to do some news.
Yes, we do.
I'm getting the stink eye from some people out there. God, you people.
Hey, we had to talk about weddings. We are girls, after all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it is Earth Day, but there's also a battle for future Earth going on starting today.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this ties in with my whole steampunk thing. Steampunk-themed MMORPG now live. Choose your faction and reclaim the planet. Berta IC, a leading publisher of online games worldwide, today announced the official launch of the highly anticipated steampunk-themed fantasy MMORPG, Argo Online. After months of extensive testing through closed beta and open beta phases, the post-apocalyptic Earth of the 23rd century is now open to all players who dare to take on its perils, teaming up with thousands of others in a race to help their chosen faction dominate the world, the war-ravaged future world. Survivors of World War IV, a perilous and destructive conflict that brought the Earth to its knees, banded together and learned to survive in the harsh conditions that covered the planet. Over time, these inhabitants divided into two groups, the tech-savvy Noblian and the nature-loving, Florislaw, each advocating their own method to reclaim the Earth. Divided by their differences, Noblian and Florislaw have now separated completely, each looking to control the planet's ultimate resource. Sorry, I'm going to lose my voice. Earthium. Only time will decide which side will prevail. Inigo Grebule, CEO of Berta IC, says following an intense testing phase and a lot of work from the entire team here at Berta IC, we are now proud to present an outstanding new MMO title to our players. With its gigantic, innovative game world and first-class support in combination with our technically powerful platform, a la Playa, Argo Online closes the gap between free-to-play and subscription-based MMOs. All right, so the features you're wanting to know, as they kind of hinted up at the above, it is free to play. There are no monthly fees. It's available in English, German, Italian, Spanish, and French. Two unique races to choose from, each with 8 classes to select. Thousands of quests available with immersive background story. Interactive map system for finding NPCs, quests, and etc. Wide variety of PvP modes, including PvP Field War, Resource War, PvP Battlefield 100 versus 100, and a PvP RTS mode. Yay! I'm going to lose my voice this morning. Ugh, weather in Texas is killing me. All right.
Oh, is that what we're blaming it on now?
Weather. Ugh. Yeah, it wasn't me staying up all night last night getting in trouble. No. All right, so open PvP zones and PvP dungeons, crafting system with multiple upgrade options for items, resource system based on mineral earthium used to execute skills, flying, attack, and defense, transportation systems that vary by race, including flying transport, Florislaw animal mounts, and Noblian has vehicles, integrated guild system, auction house for trading items, achievement system, a pet system with 2 completely different pet designs, animals, and machines. Oh, and if you're like me, you're already headed over to the website, which is argo.en.alaplaya.net, and I will get this up on the website very shortly for you.
Well, I have some very happy news for myself. Mr. Wright is going to be having a live chat. Who's Mr. Wright? Will Wright, of course, the founder of Maxis, creator of SimCity, The Sims, Spore. You know that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on April the 26th, from about 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, he will be holding a Q&A about his community-created series that's airing, I forget the network, and I watch it, Bar Karma. Have you watched that yet?
I don't watch TV.
Maybe. Well, you can probably find it online. It says he's going to be answering some questions from the attendees about the show, the TV series, and, of course, they're inching towards a season finale. Now, the reason why I emphasize season finale is that means it got picked up and renewed. If it was going away, it would say series finale. You guys picked up on that yet?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that there might be still a chance if you want to go ask them some questions about the show, you can pop on over. And that is up on GamePolitics.com, a link to their Facebook page, Bar Karma. I think it's Facebook Bar Karma. They're saying there's a lot that revolves around the bar known as Bar Karma that resides someplace between parallel timelines. In most episodes, a patron will usually accidentally enter the bar, and they're shown the consequences of their current actions and the potential outcomes based on their choices. So they get the chance to say, I'm not going to do it, so that this doesn't happen. And I've watched the show. It is kind of interesting. I know the community is driving it. I think it needs to be a little bit more hardcore. And I don't usually participate in the the parts, you know, where we try to, where you try to steer the storyline, but I might, because some of you are out there letting these people off a little too light. Like the comic book guy that was going to blow up the Statue of Liberty, I wish it would have happened anyway. You know, just to make it interesting, he ended up talking him out of it. I just gave away the plot, the pilot one for you, just so you know, if you haven't seen the pilot, it doesn't happen. They end up talking him out of it or whatever the case may be, but I wish they wouldn't have been able to, or something else would have happened, so that, you know, we always talk about karma. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, go check out their Facebook page. And I'm surprised because I didn't know Will Wright was behind this. I thought it was amazing that it was community driven and written. You shape how the story's going to go. First of its kind. And Will Wright is known for being innovative. And he's kind of sexy. I need to sit in his lap. I like the smart guys. Hi, Will. So you guys go over and check that out and tell him that his favorite stalker sent you. He loves me. I know he does.
He does, or she will cut him.
I would never cut Will. Never, never, never.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Drug him and take advantage of him, yes, but never cut him.
All right. Well, talking about some weird news this morning. Nintendo and JetBlue issue a boarding call for fun. Nintendo 3DS Grandstand will keep travelers' spirits soaring. Nintendo of America and JetBlue are teaming up to give air travelers some hands-on time with the new Nintendo 3DS system, which lets users enjoy video games and other entertainment in 3D without the need for special glasses. Passengers who visit JetBlue's award-winning Terminal 5 in New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport between April 22nd and May 30th will have access to an interactive Nintendo 3DS grandstand where they can play games, enjoy 3D photos and videos, and participate in daily prize giveaways. Reflecting the two companies' shared commitment to delighting consumers, Nintendo and JetBlue aim to deliver a new dimension of entertainment for travelers of all kinds. JetBlue's Terminal 5 at JFK is already known as a special location featuring more than 40 food and retail outlets that provide fun, relaxing atmosphere for busy travelers between flights. The addition of the Nintendo 3DS Grandstand will give visitors a chance to sample a variety of games, including Pilot's Wing Resort, Still Diver, Nintendogs Plus Cats, Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition from Capcom, LEGO Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, Asphalt 3D, and Madden NFL Football from EA Sports. Participants can also use the system to take 3D pictures, play with eye-popping AR cards, and try out built-in software such as the Mii Maker application, which lets users create customized Mii characters. Nintendo brand ambassadors will be on hand to guide people as they try out Nintendo 3DS games and features. Additional sampling opportunities will be available at Gate 10 of the JetBlue terminal for passengers waiting to board.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Sabetta, Nintendo of America's Senior Director of Corporate Communications, says experienced air travelers know the value of portable entertainment. By teaming with JetBlue to bring Nintendo 3DS demo stations into JFK Airport, we will give consumers an especially fun way to pass the time while they wait to board their flights. JetBlue Director of Concessions Mitch Nadler says JetBlue's T5 at JFK has delivered a superior ground experience since day one with great shops, restaurants, and entertainment. We are always looking for exciting and innovative ways to entertain our customers. Through this partnership, we have succeeded again by giving our JFK customers a chance to experience Nintendo's amazing 3D technology. Yes, again, if you haven't picked your 3DS system up or gotten a chance to play it, I know Blasters had a hard time finding it to try it out, but I found it at Best Buy in my area. The Nintendo 3DS system launched on March 27th in the U.S. for a suggested retail price of $249.99. So head out there and pick one up, or just head out there and check one out if you haven't played one yet. They're kind of interesting.
So you thought it was a nice system. Good, yeah.
It wasn't bad. I don't own one yet, but it's definitely something that I might. If I can find it with the fishing game that you talked about.
Oh, you can get that with a regular DS. I'm talking about Lost in Blue.
Mm.
If you like the survival games, yeah, that's hot.
Well, what? I played the, which one? They mentioned it in the article. It was something about pilots or flying. Anyways, I don't remember what it was now. But it was pretty awesome. It wasn't bad. It was really quite nice. There we go. Pilot Wings Resort. I played that. It made me a little bit dizzy. it was definitely 3D.
So I'm thinking this is probably going to happen to a lot of us girls. We tend to get the motion sickness more than the guys do when we're playing stuff like that. And usually how I combat it on the TV is to sit a certain distance from the TV, chew gum, and drink a lot of water. I don't know how I'm going to do that with a 3DS if it doesn't
work.
Yeah,
you have to keep it within a certain distance for the 3D to actually work. There is a sweet spot. If you get it out from one side, too far one side to the other, or too far back, it messes it up.
We shall see. We shall see, Grasshopper. We shall see. Okay, well, speaking more of being green, Sega says they can help you out with that.
Sega.
They're starting a global sale today on Xbox Live Arcade titles. The full library of Sega hits are available for up to 50% off. And again, this is starting now, lasting through the 25th of this month. Everything from Altered Beast. Yes, I said Altered Beast. You, stop screaming. Yes, I said Altered Beast. To Sonic the Hedgehog is available at reduced prices. There's also Afterburner Climax, Crazy Taxi, Cyber Troopers Virtual On, Sonic Adventure, Streets of Rage 2, I'm so buying it, Phantasy Star 2, Gunstar Heroes, Altered Beast, of course, Golden Axe, and Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1. I am so buying the Streets of Rage. They do have the prices. It's so-so. They're around between 800 to as high as 800. That's for the Sonic the Hedgehog and, of course, the Golden Axe and Streets of Rage and all those are around 240 Microsoft points. So they're around 40% off. And Sonic the Hedgehog is actually only 30%. So, but still not bad. And it's green. It's green. You don't have to go anywhere to do this. You can do this sitting right now while you're talking to us. You can pop on and go ahead and pay for it and tell it to download. And when you get home, you just turn on your Xbox and you go change your clothes and you get your food. Take your shower and just sit down to game. It'll be ready by the time you do all that. Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
See, the girls out there understand that. You just imagine you're slipping out of those stilettos you got on right now, and you get to wiggle the toes, take the hose off if you wear them. I don't wear them. I refuse to wear them. I'm protesting. Yeah, get home and get relaxed. Don't go anywhere. It's Earth Day. Don't drive. Save the gas.
Yay. Save the gas.
Ginger, that was so half-hearted. Yay.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm looking at screenshots of Argo, and oh, my God.
Right.
Let me see.
Do you want me to go another one? Because I got some for you.
No. I'm good if I can get it to open.
You get it to open. I got something for you.
Oh, here we go. Stupid people of the day alert. Maybe guys who need to be beat alert, too. Iowa teacher charged for strip video game, other bizarre behavior. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Looks like they pulled it from KCRG. The writer says, you cannot make up the tale of the 53-year-old Larry David Twigg, the now former Waterloo, Iowa teacher, was found guilty earlier this month of coercing a 17-year-old student into all kinds of strange pseudo-sexual sex. Into coercing a 17-year-old student into all kinds of strange pseudo-sexual acts at his home. According to news reports, in 2010, Twigg brought a 17-year-old male to his home and coerced him into several bizarre acts, including making snow angels in his yard wearing only his boxers, playing strip video games where every time the boy lost a life, he'd have to take an article of clothing and take off an article of clothing, and pouring chocolate syrup on the boy while he showered. The unnamed student also claimed that Twigg spanked him. Oh, my God.
Okay.
The defense argued that the acts were not sexual and that Twigg suffered mental problems after hitting his head in a traffic accident. Yes, pedophilia. It's all from traffic accidents.
Oh, he'd suffer some problems from hitting his head if it was my kid.
Minnesota psychiatrist Dr. Thomas Gratzer testified that Twigg's actions both seemed to confirm and contradict standard sex offender behavior. The most obvious thing would be that it's sexual. That's how you interpret it. Assistant Black Hawk County District Attorney Dustin Lies dismissed during closing arguments the idea that Twigg lacked mental capacity. I would submit to you that he was exactly himself that day, Lies said. The jury agreed with the state and convicted the former teacher for all five counts of lewd conduct with a minor. The charges are misdemeanors and carry up to 1 year in jail each. Sentencing is set to take place at an undetermined date. Yeah.
He needs to die.
Yeah, beat severely. And were the child 1 year older, he'd be an adult. But he's not an adult. He's still a child. He's 17. He's in your care. He's a student of yours. You're supposed to be a trustworthy person for him. And instead, you're a sleazeball of the highest order. Or maybe it's the lowest order,
yes,
depending on how you look at this one.
That's about right. That's about right. Well, I have this next story. It's actually for Ginger.
Yay!
Aimed directly at you. Are those ants in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Yes! Yes, those are ants in my pocket.
One of our favorite games on Facebook, Pocket God, is launching episode 6. Kits, your
yes.
ants, goodbye.
Yes.
This is from our friends I forgot the name of the company who makes it. Spank me. I'm of age. Okay, so Quebec, Canada. okay, so people up in Quebec. Quebec is pronounced properly. In some countries, ants aren't a delicacy. In this world, though, the world of pygmies, it's the most savory dish on the menu, or the pygmies, rather, at least for the ants they are. Frima Studio, Canada's leading independent game developer, announced today in conjunction with Bolt Creative, a San Francisco-based developer of original mobile applications and games, that the pygmies of Pocket God on Facebook are having a bit of an ant problem. Fire ants. yes. You don't even try it. I'm already getting them ready for you, Ginger. Now, the latest expansion for the Pocket God would introduce an all-new animal power, a horde of ravenous fire ants. It features a new Easter-themed challenge.
Fire ants.
Say what?
A horde of ravenous fire ants.
Ravenous fire ants, because all fire ants are ravenous. We all know this. It, of course, features a new Easter-themed challenge where players will battle the legendary Chocoro and gives the ability to send friends an Easter treat. Ginger's Easter treat will be ants. Since its debut back in December 2010, the Facebook version of Pocket God has grown exponentially and is attracting more players every month. More than 55 million loyal and questioning pygmies have met their demise over that time. That's approximately the same amount of USD spent on the Super Bowl food each year. Woo! Another 2.5 million sacrifices can be attributed to friends on Facebook sacrificing other friends, Ginger, in a host of brutal and irreverent ways.
I would never sacrifice you, Corey.
Including electrocution, shark attack, Venus flytraps, tornadoes, tar pits, and more.
Yes, Venus flytrap really did find you very tasty.
Impairing means caring, right? I'm putting you in the refrigerator and closing the door.
No.
I just figured out I could do that, believe it or not. The other day, I was like, hey, Ginger's in the refrigerator. Woohoo! Okay.
You can do that? Oh.
you can see a screenshot of the pygmy covered in the red fire ants up on our site, gamewithhx.com. And also, drop by and read the story. Read the rest of the story if you want to know what the Chocoro Bunny does. I won't tell you. You have to read it and how to keep him happy. Mm-hmm. Ginger's going to find out the hard way, though. And there's also a link to start playing.
Ginger always finds out the hard way. That's the way I do things.
I have been nice to you until I come in and says, your friend, Ginger, has fed you to the sharks. Oh, really? Really, Ginger? Okay. Oh, see how this is going to go.
But I sent you pretty things in the other game.
You're getting face. Hey, I sent you an orange dress. Anyway.
Oh, no.
I did. I sent you an orange dress, really.
Oh, you did? Oh, I got to check that out. I didn't see the orange dress.
People are like, y'all are out of control.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to be done for a little bit, at least, with stories about stupid people. Now for a very heartwarming story. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. EA, as much as I tend to hate on you, you did do some good. EA raises $1 million for Japan relief efforts.
Yay.
EA announced that it has raised over $1 million for Japan earthquake and tsunami aid. EA credits the success of the campaign through a combination of efforts among EA's internal studios, employees, and gamers who worked hard to raise relief funds for the people impacted by the disasters. EA implemented giving programs through its titles, fan communities, and social gaming platforms, all proceeds of which will be distributed via the Red Cross, Mercy Corps, and AmeriCares. EA Sports ran a donation program in FIFA 11 Ultimate Team where all proceeds collected in a 24-hour period on March 26th were donated to the Red Cross. Pogo.com and The Sims teamed up with American Red Cross and encouraged their online audience to support relief efforts by making donations to a co-branded microsite. The Play for Free Easy Studio behind Battlefield Heroes created a Japan outfit fundraiser, which provided gamers with a special in-game outfit. Playfish implemented an assortment of in-game fundraising activities throughout their social games on Facebook, such as its Monopoly Millionaire's Japanese Pagoda House, well, that's a long name, and Restaurant City Garden of Hope promotions. Visceral Games also raised funds by auctioning off team-autographed Dead Space 2 memorabilia. Ooh, that's hot.
Nice.
BioWare plans to put up 4 custom-painted Dragon Age 2 branded Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 consoles, autographed by co-founders Dr. Ray Mizuka and Dr. Greg Zajuk. I probably said that wrong, I'm sorry, for auction on eBay. The EA Partner Studio, which is currently working with Tokyo-based developer Grasshopper Manufacture, is on its Shadows of the Damned game, will make a cash donation to the relief funds. EA also assisted in providing logistical food relief that was performed at EA Canada's Burnaby campus in partnership with the Kids Against Hunger organization. These employees worked for 2 days packing 100,000 protein-rich meals that were sent to the most severely affected areas of northeastern Japan. You know what, EA, I do rag on y'all a lot, but I have to apologize. This is amazing. Way to go, guys. That is a lot of stuff y'all did.
They still won't get any applause.
And that's what you get for telling us to get back in the kitchen, more or less.
Mm-hmm. I can't give any applause, but you done good.
You did do good.
Keep it up. Do more.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now stop hating on us women. I'm ruining my games.
Oh, Lord. Somebody stop the ginger.
And be in the evil, evil, evil game corporation.
See, that's what happens when she gets married.
When she gets married. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She gets mean when she gets married. Okay.
Be mean. I never be mean.
You get in the face. Because mm-hmm. We know better.
Boy.
Oh, not me. Not me.
You.
Not me. Not me. No.
Oh, not... You don't want to marry Corey? You don't want to marry me, Corey?
You're already married.
You don't want to marry me, Corey?
I'm going to cut you. Okay. Anyway.
I love you, Corey.
Well, you. Okay, we gotta quell the uprising that's about to happen after this next story. Sony PlayStation says the outage could last for days.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, the network outage that began last night looks like it could last for a day or two. I know that's like a million years in gamer time. I'm so sorry. Patrick Siebel, who's the Senior Director of Corporate Communications and Social Media, wrote on the official PlayStation blog, "While we're investigating the cause of the network outage, we wanted to alert you that it may be a full day or two before we're able to get the service completely back up and running." He says, "Thank you very much for your patience while we work to resolve this matter. Please stay tuned to this space for more details, and we'll update you as soon as we can." Early yesterday morning, PSN users were unable to log into the PlayStation Network. Attempts resulted in an 8071086 error message. The issue seemed to be impacted impact consoles in the U.S., Australia, and Japan. While some have pointed to the activist group Anonymous, Sony says Sony has not directly accused the group of having any part of the outages. Further, Anonymous has said earlier this month that they would not attack PSN because it hurt consumers. And, of course, this is from the PlayStation blog by way of Kotaku, by way of GamePolitics.com. Yeah, I'm very sorry, you PlayStation Network people. I don't really use mine, so not too, too upset about it. I really am sorry for you guys. That's a horrible, horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. And if it is Anonymous, which I really hope that it's not Anonymous, because Anonymous, that would kind of be stupid. But I don't know.
Well,
they did say they were going to continue their fight.
Well, I think they'd take credit if it was them.
That is true. That is true. They're pretty good about taking credit.
So we'll see. I'm so sorry for you gamers. You know, and it's a 3-day weekend and everything for some of you.
I'd be hot. Oh, it'd be, oh no. I'd, mm-mm. I may have to go to the forums just to troll a little bit, because, you know, TikTok gamers are easy to troll.
Well, there's only one comment here on Game Politics. He says, considering he's been getting that error on and off for months, it's got to be anonymous. I don't know. I wouldn't say so.
No.
I'm real sorry for you guys.
I'm going to say if you've been getting it for months, it's something with their systems that are screwed up, and they've not fixed it, and now it's completely borked. All right. Well, London is calling Mario and Sonic.
Yes.
The gold medal winning team is brought together again for the London 2012 Olympic Games. Sega Corporation and Nintendo Company today announced that the record-breaking partnership of Mario and Sonic will once again join forces on the Wii Home video game system for the first time ever on the Nintendo... And for the first time ever on the Nintendo 3DS. Over 19 million people worldwide have bought video games from the Mario and Sonic series. And now the much-loved duo are heading to London to participate in the officially licensed Olympic-themed video game Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games. A host of exciting new headline events, including football and equestrian, will debut on the Wii version, appearing alongside classic Olympic disciplines such as athletics, aquatics, and table tennis. These new sports are sure to ignite even more fierce competition between friends and family in both single and multiplayer modes. The all-new roster of dream events that are set in the popular Mario and Sonic worlds make for a truly unique sporting experience that can only be found in Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games. Arriving on Nintendo's new handheld system for the first time ever, Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games, that's a long name, people, contains over 50 original Olympic-themed events playable in both single and multiplayer modes, bringing a whole new dimension to the Mario and Sonic universe. The glasses-free 3D visuals and the unique control systems mean there are plenty of new and exciting ways to compete for a coveted gold medal. As with its predecessors, Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games for Wii and the Nintendo 3DS is being developed by Sega Japan and is published by Sega across Europe and North America, and also by Nintendo in the Japanese market. Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games is licensed through a worldwide partnership with International Sports Multimedia, ISM, the exclusive interactive entertainment software licensee of the International Olympic Committee, IOC. Nao Tsurumi, chairman of Sega of America and Sega Europe, says Mario and Sonic have had a phenomenally successful partnership, and we are extremely proud to be able to recreate this once again with Nintendo and ISM for the London 2012 Olympic Games. It is truly exciting to be in the position to develop interactive entertainment software titles based on the Olympic Games, and for Sonic and Mario to once again be a part of this historic event. The London 2012 Olympic Games will be a sporting showcase that will embrace the world, and we are delighted to have Mario and Sonic competing once again, this time in the largest number of Olympic sports ever, says Raymond Goldsmith, chairman and CEO of ISM. All right, so anyways, very long story, very long. Mario and the Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games will be available on the Wii Home video game system and the Nintendo 3DS. A launch date will be announced later this year. But if you would like more information, you can head over to Sega.com or OlympicVideoGames.com. Mm.
Yay! It was.
Yes.
I've been trying to clear my throat all this time. Okay, well, here's some interesting news for you guys out there from our friends at Engadget.com. Microsoft's patent application shows the custom Kinect gestures are roaming user profiles. Yeah. Since Kinect entered the world, modders have been hacking it for everything from playing Tetris to controlling a web browser. And really, Microsoft never seemed to mind. In case it wasn't obvious how much the company wants to help you find new uses for the technology, the folks in Redmond have filed a patent application for custom profiles. It says, we can see that having implications for gaming and even Windows shortcuts, but for now Microsoft expects it to improve Kinect's accuracy by learning how you move. After all, no one jumps or points or apes like Lady Gaga moves in exactly the same fashion, right? In other cases, a system might note that you prefer to make an X sign instead of a check mark when selecting an object on screen, and those personalized settings can roam over a network, shadowing you as a switch device. Personally, we're stoked about the idea of making our best Julian Assange dance a bona fide gesture, but we'll be happy enough if Kinect can make up for natural and gainliness. I don't know that I like this.
You don't know that you like that?
No. I know they're trying to be helpful, but no. I do like the comments here. One of the guys says, "My first," and this is from Lactum, says, "My first custom gesture will be the middle finger up to turn off the system."
Wow.
And some people are liking it. They're saying they like the technology. It could be used to do things like walking in and gesture to turn the TV on, or sitting down at the computer and touching yourself actually takes you to porn. No, sir.
No.
Well, I think that's where they're headed, but kind of dangerous. It could go horribly wrong. I know everything could go horribly wrong, but
3D porn going horribly wrong. What?
I said it could go horribly wrong. Anything can. But and I don't like the roaming. I don't like the roaming profiles.
No, I don't either. I think you talked about that last night too a little bit, and I'm just not. No. I don't want people to be able to track what I'm doing.
Not even if it's gonna help you.
That's
why you hire testers for that.
Big brother, stay out of my iPhone.
Stay out of your iPhone, my pewter, my Kinect, my Wii.
My bedroom.
Okay, now you went too far. Okay, I think we got time for maybe one, two more before we take a break.
Okay, all right, I have got one more. Joe Wood closure likely.
I know, that hurts me.
Austrian publisher Joe Wood Entertainment has reached what many are calling the end of the road. According to a report from Austrian news site Boers Express, negotiations with potential investors have fallen apart. At this point, all Joe Wood can do at this all that Joe Wood can do at this point is sell off the properties it owns to pay down its debts. An additional report on Boers Express adds that shares of the company have been suspended from trading and Joe Wood Distribution Services filed for bankruptcy. What will happen to Dreamcatcher, Joe Wood's Toronto-based subsidiary in charge of North American publishing operations, remains to be seen.
Creator of Painkiller.
But one would guess it would have to be sold. Joe Wood was founded in 1995 and is best known as the publisher of the Gothic series of RPGs. The company also handles a lot of distribution into the European market. Looks like GamePolitics.com picked this up over at Joystick. I'm sorry, Joe Wood. I hate hearing that people are losing jobs. Gosh, the market is
I hate it because they're a very good company. They're, you know, Painkiller. Also connected with the longest journey, Dreamfall, The Longest Journey. All those games that are, you know, those underground hits. That hurts me badly.
Yeah, it does.
And they were one of the first ones to where we had our name on a box. It was on Painkiller. Game and H6 says Painkiller is poised to be the next biggest first-person shooter. I was so excited.
Aww.
8 years ago. Don't go, Joe.
That is sad. We hate to see y'all go. We hope you don't. But that does look like where it's going.
I think they just need to downsize a little bit. Okay. Apparently, I was about to tell you a story we told you yesterday. Somebody picked up our story. How about that? Do you love you can send a press release with your own story in it? Okay, here we go. Wow. That's love. Thank you. Thank you, Business Wire. We didn't even submit it. How about that? Okay. Penn National Gaming first quarter revenue is rising. Wait, do I have time for this one? Yeah, rises 12.6% to $667 million, and diluted EPS increases 41.2% to 0.48 cents. Wow.
Wow.
What does that mean? means we probably have to sit in on this conference call later because there's a whole lot of data here I can't read to you. I'd have to give you this whole little spreadsheet. But I'll run it down to you really quick. This particular company called Penn National Gaming is saying that their first quarter revenue increased over the comparable period for the prior year, 12.6% and 19.6% respectively. Do we want to sit in on this? They do tabletop games, poker, things like that. Do we want to be here?
We can. I'd rather not.
Oh, I'm sorry. We cannot. It's going on now as we're doing the news.
Hey, look at that.
Well, congratulations on your growth. I got to stop chewing this gum during the show. How very unprofessional of me. Anyway, I couldn't help myself. It was Trident. You guys know Trident. It just calls to me, and it's a cinnamon con. So I guess on that note, I'm going to do a different story. I didn't realize they gave us a whole spreadsheet at the bottom. It was all pretty at the top. It looked like it had some good stuff in it. And it is good, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, I have this one open because I'm very excited. You know, like the game companies are every day. Ubisoft has announced cooperative mode for Settlers 7, Clash of the Kingdom.
Ooh.
Yes, and a new DLC pack. This is their fourth DLC pack, and it's going to be called Settlers 7, The Two Kings. It'll bring three new maps as well as new items to the Settlers experience. It will be available starting today. Well, actually, today was 2 days ago. I love how they give us the press release and then it's dated 2 days ago. 2 days ago. There's also a patch that you'll be able to download for free, and it allows all Settlers 7 players to play all existing maps in a new co-op mode. They're saying allies can donate sectors to the team partner.
Are we allowed to say that on
It said allies can also send resources and goods to the team partner. Allies can share technologies with their team partner, share trade posts. They can also share victory points at all calculations that count towards gaining victory points. The fourth Settlers 7 DLC pack will bring three new maps, including two maps specifically designed for the new co-op mode. You also have a brand new two-player map, and they're saying it is available at the Ubisoft and online retailers for the suggested retail price, about $3.99. We've also put up a link to you to the Ubisoft if you want to go ahead and pick it up. And $3.99 is in, you know, the franc, quid, pounds.
Quid. Something.
Starfish, shellfish, hermit crabs. We don't really know. But whatever it is, that seems like a pretty good price for some DLC. It could be $20. You know how they like to get us.
They do. They do like to try to get us. Those getters of peoples.
Those getters of peoples?
Getters of peoples.
All right. For those of you who are angry about your Leroy Jenkins, and yes, I see the messages. Thank you. I'm going to do it for you right now. Going into Now, if you were listening downloaded, you'd hear the entire thing, as it were. You're going to have to probably go and, download the show to hear the entire song.
Okay, guys.
I can't play it for you.
No, Blog Talk is being a little meh-heh-heh.
For all we know, we may be warbly. Wouldn't that be fun?
Are we warbly, people? Somebody let us know. Are we warbly?
Look, I'm looking for messages to pop up. Are we warbly?
Are we warbly?
You know what? If we are warbly, they can't tell us because we're warbly.
Oh, no.
Because they can't hear us asking, are you warbly?
That is true.
Mm.
I do not have my Twitter open or I would ask, hey, world, are we warbly?
They would not answer. They're just angry.
Don't be angry at us.
No. You're killing cats. On lunch with Corey.
Poor kitties, no.
It's because y'all didn't give us lunch.
Yeah, it's all your fault. No lunch, we give you warblies.
Oh, that sounds nasty.
It does, doesn't it? I didn't even think about it.
We'll give you the warblies. Ginger, do you have another story for the lovely people as we're going into our streaming portion? We have about a minute left. It'll cut off. But hey, why not?
I do. Facebook. I hate you, Facebook. But Facebook gamers can save the planet one click at a time. Oh, yes. Ectopia enters open beta today. It's time to protect the environment and fight off eco-adversaries while playing with Facebook friends in an independent studio's Talkie's green gaming innovation, Ecotopia, which opens in public beta today. Uniting Interactive Entertainment and Philanthropy, Ecotopia offers social gamers compelling I need not compelling gameplay and engaging missions in a free-to-play city-building format. Developed in collaboration with Conservation International, Ecotopia advances environmental awareness and encourages players to better their communities through in-game incentives and awards. In Ecotopia, players initially find themselves in an eco-themed hero versus villains challenge in an unsustainable city. Through in-game quests and face-offs with adversaries, they gather resources to clean up and beautify their city, creating a personal digital paradise. Once players transform their maps, they can utilize their collected resources to visit neighboring areas and help friends. Ecotopia aims to change the way people everywhere view philanthropy. This is coming from Larry Bond, chairman of Talkie. By opening the game to the public, we are able to share a new way for users to be eco-friendly in their day-to-day lives. During our open beta period, we look forward to continuing to grow Ecotopia, introducing more new and exciting features on a regular basis. Players will be able to perform real-world acts of sustainability and upload photos and video to earn significant in-game bonuses, a groundbreaking feature for a Facebook game. As Ecotopia is updated, fans can encourage their friends to confirm or social proof their world actions to earn additional points. Players also will have access to Ecotopia TV, where they will be able to view video clips from Conservation International, which purpose hopeful innovative solutions to environmental challenges, as well as participate in green contests, either by voting on videos from other players or uploading their own. Chris Wayne, founder and CEO of Talkie and professor and research institute director at the University of Southern California and School of Cinematic Arts Interactive Media Division, says, Talkie was founded to carve out a new niche in social gaming. By developing Ecotopia in collaboration with Conservation International, we have been able to create an entirely original gaming experience on Facebook to encourage players to examine the state of the earth and to act to make a positive impact while interacting with friends. Ecotopia is now available in open beta. Sign up to play now on the Ecotopia Facebook page or visit Talkie's official website for more information. Looks like the Talkie website is Talkie, TALKIE.TV.
Well, there's another rumor going around about the DS Lite.
Rumor.
Yes. The rumors are popping up on some of our other friends' sites, Slash Gear, Go Nintendo, and it looks like they're going to discontinue the Nintendo DS Lite. Someone leaked a memo that says ask employees to remove the displays of the crimson, black, and metallic rose models once they've sold out their entire stock. Everybody's attempted to confirm the fact with Nintendo. Well, we've confirmed it with the gaming chain, GameStop, and, of course, they sent over, here's a copy of the memo. But Nintendo is saying, we do not comment on rumor and speculation, pretty much what they told us about 3D porn.
3D porn!
When we asked them, it says, we don't want to talk to you about that. We refuse to speculate on what may be kind of a, same thing. But they're saying it's not a shocker if it is being discontinued because it's pretty much been eclipsed by the DSi. And, of course, more recently, the company's glasses-free 3D portable, the 3DS. You heard that console? You heard about that?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yes. So those of you who have DSIs, now don't panic. This does not mean your games won't work anymore. They're just saying they're not selling them anymore. Nintendo very rarely discontinues supporting it. Usually their games, all of their games, amazingly enough, are backwards compatible. I have not had one GameCube game not work in my Wii, not one, new game that's made for DSi not work in my old DS or DS Lite. So you'll probably still be able to play some things, of course, with the DS. A 3DS may not work with the Lite and the regular DS because the 3D capabilities, but you should still be able to play a lot of the games. And a lot of companies haven't switched over to that 3D format. So don't panic. Don't run out and try to sell your DS really quickly or try to ditch it or, oh, God, what am I going to do now? And I'm of this mind. If you plug it in the wall and it still works, why not play it?
Mm-hmm.
just saying. And that it'll probably be worth some money in about 10 to 15 years. Do not sell your old consoles, people, unless you have absolutely no choice. I promise you, you'll regret it. You'll turn on the TV one day and it'll be, woman sells DS Lite for $15 million.
Yes.
in pristine condition. You're like, oh, no. Yeah, don't sell them. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Mr. Nguyen?
All right. It is my turn again.
Mrs.
Oh,
Resident?
Yes. Mrs. Resident, yes, yes. No. He's Mr. Ghost Star. Cannot take the resident name. Just couldn't. I was like, no. celebrating Easter in Hell. Heavenly trip for Hell Kid in Hell during Easter. That's what? All right, anyways. Bunnies are jumping around and eggs are dyed and decorated. We all know Easter is here, and Hell Kid's developer has done another fantastic job on special Easter update for Hell Kid. Other than dyeing eggs, there's one more thing to do this Easter. That is playing Hell Kid with 1.5 million other users. Featuring Easter-themed soul and costumes, players will certainly know it's Easter, and they are doing something special to celebrate Easter in their own way. Also, Arias is giving a special ability to save a life. The journey of Hell Kid in Hell will be heavenly for all. Hell Kid adopts style of conventional 2D side-scrolling platform. Hell Kid offers 5 unique stages to satisfy various players' needs. Five different characters with different abilities, including the original character, Devi, and item shop that sells unique items to use for network and single play. I'm going to assume this is probably some kind of Euro game that's badly translated because holy cow. Other important features still fully remain. Players can submit scores to Facebook and Twitter, play your own music while playing the game, achieve 50-plus achievements, and supports English, French, Russian, German, Korean, and Japanese. Yes, must be some kind of interesting Eastern game. Anyways, if you play Hell Kid or if you want to check it out, you can head over to the Apple iTunes store. Looks like it's actually for the iPhone, and it is called Hell Kid. Not got a clue what it's really about, but there you go.
Okay, and I'm actually posting this on Twitter as I'm going to tell you about it. I just found some interesting news over from our friends at Engadget. Just this morning, we have an update on the next-gen Wii. Please sit down and stop screaming. Mm-hmm. Ha, ha, ha. Well, it's purported that the next-generation Wii controller is going to feature a 6.2-inch display, turning your living room into a giant DS. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Breathe.
Wait, what?
The new Wii console, being called, as of now, the Wii 2, we know that they're probably changed the name, or Wii HD, or simply Project Cafe, is said to support the new controller, in addition to Wii Remote-style controllers for backward compatibility with existing Wii games. We know they're good at that. At the moment, it's not clear if this implies support for existing Wiimotes, but why the giant display? Kotaku, of course, is saying that they believe the 6.2-inch screen will receive data wirelessly from the console and present an array of options from putting the player's inventory or map on the controller screen or allowing players to combine it with the camera to snap photos that would be imported into a game or even turning it into some sort of glorified viewfinder. In other words, damn. they're saying they're thinking something along the lines of if you can combine the new controller, kind of a modern Dreamcast system with a glorified Mega DS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very excited. Of course, we will not hear the official word until E3, which is going to kick off June the 7th. And this is, Nintendo, I do love you. I love your innovation. That's what I love about you. I do. Whatever they do, it's going to set the gaming world on its ear. We know it's coming. You can hate them if you like, but they're the reason why you have the Kinect and all that sorcery, which I'm still waiting on. Sony, can I get my sorcery? I'm waiting.
We're waiting.
I am waiting. My arms are going to be sick when I'm done playing it. You got to play those motion. I'm serious. You got to play those motion games. And that's part of the reason why I'm not big on the Kinect. I need something in my hand so that I can, you know, whip it around. So with the sorcery, I got one in each hand, and I'm doing my spells. And kind of like when I used to play Red Steel. If you haven't played Red Steel for Wii, good game. Yeah, very good on the arms, the sword fighting, the shooting. Yeah. Anyway. I'm very excited about to hear what they're going to show off.
Yay.
Sorry, I saw some shoes. My mind went there.
Shoes.
Yes. Now some of the comments are saying they're trying to knee. What is wrong with me? They should be called knee. Nintendo is trying to encroach upon Apple's territory, but they're kind of taking it a step further, as not only do you have the pad in your hand, it's a controller, it, you know, works with your games. I'm this is where my mind went immediately when I hear this. Imagine playing your Legend of Zelda and your inventory is actually in your hand on your lap. Yes, you got your little pad there and you get to use your finger and look through and move and get your stuff and equip it. And then take the remote out and get up. And imagine this also. Not only does that pad work as your inventory, when you hold it up, it works as your shield when you're fighting in Legend of Zelda. So you got your remote in one hand, you got the pad out in front of you, and you're fighting. Oh, I love it.
That is hot.
Awesome.
That is so hot.
I love you, Nintendo. I love you. Now, and I love the one person here. It's Funjum has said, why is everyone keep saying it'll be called Wii? We know Nintendo never does the naming succession. Like, they don't say, like, we have Xbox and we have Xbox 360. There is always a different name. Think of it, Nintendo 64. And then you have your GameCube. You have your, you see where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
You have your Wii. None of them are ever named the same thing. I think the DS is the only one that kind of continued a tradition. But I'm so happy. That's why they're not giving us the Legend of Zelda, if you guys are wondering why. It's going to be on the new console, and it's going to be effing awesome. Okay. Breathe, Corey.
Breathe. Are you okay? Breathe.
I am. I'm okay. And it's time to go, so I can go in and hyperventilate on my own. You guys, get outside and enjoy this lovely fresh air. In 20 years, it'll be toxic. So get out and... fresh air while you can. It's Earth Day. Have a happy Earth Day. And you know you can find us somewhere online, whether it be Second Life. I will probably be on Steam this weekend doing some Vietnam, trying to get Ginger to come play with Blaster and I. And Blaster's sick, so he has a whole lot of fun when he's sick. If you heard him last night, he's very militant. He became me last night. It was really weird. But come play with us on Steam or Second Life or Fallen Earth. Or I might even be on Xbox. I'm not playing anything new. I'm thinking about playing some more Left 4 Dead. I need to smash some zombies. I got some stress I need to relieve. There's some zombies. It's going to be, they're going to suffer a horrible, horrible death. I'm thinking about frying pan into the head type of stuff.
Heck yeah, and that is exactly what zombies need.
Actually, I prefer the 2x4.
Well, I've been using an axe recently since, you know, I've been doing the blood sports and built up enough points.
I haven't tried the axe. I did try the chainsaw this week. I'd never had the chainsaw. It was very interesting. I just mowed through zombies like they were just paper. It was good. Of course, I ran out of gas, but still, it was good. And it's good when you run out of gas. I could bash them with it. It was fun.
Why did you pick up a chainsaw? Ooh.
Yes, chainsaw's awesome.
Ooh.
Okay, we want to give you some music. Let me see if it's going to let us. Let me just check it out. Oh, sure, Sonic works. Why? Let me try your Leroy. You guys ready? You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I'll run in first, so we can scatter and not fight.
Yes, thank you, Corey.
We'll be in trouble.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Blood Talk God.
Okay, guys. I'll run in
first,
so we can scatter and not fight.
No,
hands are
going on you right now.
We'll be in trouble.
Don't
take them down quick.